Welcome to this episode of the Neighborhood of Holy podcast, episode number 6. My name is Matt Lipan. Thanks for walking around the block with me. Yesterday, we spent some time talking about the loss of Chris Cornell, Seattle grunge rock star, and just all the tragic stuff that happened. And as the story continues to unfold today, what a tragic loss that is. And I mentioned how Soundgarden was sort of an important part of music for me growing up in the 90s. And so it got me thinking and being all nostalgic. So I thought I would take an episode to spend some time talking about 90s rock. And I'm going to use rock because I don't know that all of the bands that I'll mention fit into the grunge or the alternative category. They might. Maybe it's debatable. But I don't know about you. That was a big part. Music has always been a big part of my life and certainly growing up. And so I remember getting my first CD. Remember those things? Compact discs. I remember getting my first CD, and it was Pearl Jam's album 10. And I bet I played that sucker a bunch. And it got me into this whole sort of grunge alternative rock scene of the 90s. And so I thought today what I would do is I'm going to take a couple seconds, a couple minutes to share some of those bands, the ones that I still listen to, the ones that just came to mind that I kind of miss. And I kind of broke them up into sort of maybe three or four chunks. So I would say roughly 5 to 6 in each of the different tiers, maybe I would use as a way to describe, you know, how I related to them back in the 90s and even somewhat still today. So the first tier for me of 90s rock included bands like Pearl Jam, Soundgarden, Live, Stone Temple Pilots, Bush. Now, I remember Bush's 16 Stone album when it came out. Of course, Pearl Jam being my favorite band. I've got all their stuff, seen them now 8 or 9 times. Soundgarden. What was interesting is I was looking back and thinking about Soundgarden and the loss of Chris Cornell yesterday. And Soundgarden was an interesting band for me in the sense of I either really liked the songs or really didn't. It was either really hot or cold. And so the songs that I liked from Soundgarden, I really liked. And the songs that I didn't, I sort of didn't really like them that much. And so that was kind of interesting to look through their albums as I spent a bunch of time yesterday listening to some of Chris Cornell's stuff, Soundgarden, his solo stuff, Audioslave, and just kind of just remembering what a great artist that he was. Soundgarden, Live, had a chance to see them a couple times live, and I remember just great lyrics. Mental Jewelry, their first album, maybe one of the best albums out there of the 90s, so you should check that out. Stone Temple Pilots, and of course I mentioned Bush. So my tier one 90s rock bands: Pearl Jam, Soundgarden, Live, Stone Temple Pilots, and Bush. And then those are the ones that I would listen to a lot, and all of their stuff. Tier number two for me was sort of was like Alice in Chains, Smashing Pumpkins, Temple of the Dog, Space Hog. You guys ever listen to or remember that band, Space Hog? I remember going with my cousin to see them live in Kalamazoo. And I think it was at a place called Club Soda. And it was a really great, really fun show. And so I like their stuff. Space Hog. And then Dave Matthews Band. I don't know if, I think there's maybe some debate on whether or not they're really considered, you know, 90s alternative. Certainly not grunge, I wouldn't say. But maybe 90s alternative, debatable. Certainly 90s rock, I think would be fair. I really only liked their first album, Under the Table and Dreaming. I've had the chance to see Dave Matthews Band live a couple times. And frankly, I just found the shows to be kind of boring. The set lists were just sort of boring. But I do think that their album, Under the Table and Dreaming, is a really fantastic album. One that you can easily listen to all the way through, no problem. Then I think the next sort of tier for me would be bands like The Verve Pipe. Not The Verve, but The Verve Pipe. And they were out of West Michigan, and I think that's a really fantastic album. Villains is the name of that album. Verve Pipe, Days of the New, Counting Crows. I was never a huge fan of Counting Crows. I thought their music was fine. I would listen to it, no big deal. But I wasn't a huge fan, you know, like some of the others. That's why they're in my tier three group. Verbpipe, Days of the New, Counting Crows, Toadies. Remember those guys? And Blues Traveler. Blues Traveler is interesting because I feel like in the past couple years, they have actually grown. I think they would now, you know, jump up into my maybe even tier one group of this over the years. I feel like I've come around to really liking their stuff a lot. Had a chance to see them last year here in Indy live. They did three nights in a row at Connor Prairie, and I went to two of those three. And I was one of only 10 other people there, so it was a really, really great show, really fun. They sounded great. Got to see them two nights in a row, and I basically was on stage with them singing. So it was I wasn't actually, but it was like I was because there weren't really a lot of people there. So it was really cool. Other bands that I was thinking about as I was thinking about just 90s rock and bands that I, you know, liked or would listen to, or I remember at least, you know, Our Lady Peace, Spin Doctors, remember those guys, Pocket Full of Kryptonite? They have a new, well, it's not new now, but they came out with an album a couple years ago, Spin Doctors. I would invite you to check it out. It's a lot more bluesy, if that makes sense, and I think it's pretty decent. Silverchair, Gin Blossoms, Collective Soul. I never really liked Collective Soul. I don't know whether it was just their sound or I don't know. I just never really liked Collective Soul. Wallflowers, I did like the Wallflowers. Creed, another one that I just never really got into, but everyone, you know, what's the one song? Arms Wide Open, I think, or something like that, that their big hit. Creed, yeah, not so much. Rage Against the Machine, I feel like, is one that even more recently in the last couple of years that I've sort of rediscovered maybe, as opposed to one that I listened to back in the day. 311, not really one that I really listened to that much. Fastball, couldn't stand. Tonic, remember Tonic? They had an album called Lemon Parade that was really good. Weezer, classic Weezer. I've always been a fan of U2, especially, and maybe this is just an obvious statement, especially Joshua Tree and, oh man, what was the album that came before Joshua Tree? Zoo, was it something Zoo? Can I look it up really fast and see if I can remember? Zoo, what? Why do I want to keep saying Zootopia? Let's see, U2 albums, and Zootopia, right? That's hilarious. Oh, that's because they had one called Zooropa in 93, but I was thinking of Octane Baby. I really like that album. Actually, I would say I might potentially like that album more than Joshua Tree. But having said that, so I'd be curious to hear your 90s, what was your music from your middle school, high school days? So maybe you are not nearly as old as I am, but maybe you're older. So what were you listening to in your middle school and high school years that you found to be formative in ways that perhaps maybe not, you know, changing who you are or who you were, but maybe just a part of that experience for you and the way in which you can have those memories and that nostalgia, the way that music has the ability to take us, you know, back to places or times. And so I'd be curious to hear. So make sure that you drop some comments on this. You can find that and engage some conversation at neighborhoodofholy.com. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast. Thanks for walking around the neighborhood with me, and we'll talk soon.